It's Hour 2 of Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz with you here. Mitch Fortner running the show today. In Hour 2, a lot of K-State football here as we wrap up the spring game. And the final Wildcat Insider of the 2016-17 school year. 525 here from Skylar Thompson, the redshirt freshman quarterback who made essentially his Wildcat debut in front of fans on Saturday. And at 540, Carlos Strickland, one of the guys that he may be throwing to for a while here as well. It was a great conversation with him. He'll tell you why he feels so much healthier now than he did, back in his days at Cal. I'm going to talk to Wyatt Thompson here in just a minute as well. A reminder, you can keep voting in the Twitter poll question up at the game KMAN, and we'll get to the final results of that later on here in hour two of the show. Without further ado, I welcome in Wyatt Thompson here for the final time this year on Wildcat Insider. Wyatt, appreciate you taking some time, as always, here today. I guess I would just start with this. What to you was the biggest takeaway from the spring game?
Well, it's a good question. I think what I would probably say, John, without giving it a whole heck of a lot of thought, is I think it was somewhat typical in that it was pretty vanilla. It was kind of just what we always usually see in the spring game under the direction of Bill Snyder. But I think when you dig a little bit deeper into it and look a little deeper, what I take away is I think K-State has pretty good depth. Not that we didn't think that going in, but I think maybe even more so here. I'm not sure how you looked at it. I've been a little bit out of touch today, and I don't know what all you mentioned in the first hour of the show. But the two guys, as an example, that you talked about a moment ago, Carlos Strickland, Skylar Thompson, those are kind of some of the guys that I'm talking about that are guys that have clearly taken a step forward. I thought they really did a nice job under the lights, so to speak, for the first time. And I think those are two examples, but there are several more, I think. I think I'm really excited for that as we continue to build towards the fall.
Well, let's start with the quarterbacks then. I mean, you could see from the word go, basically, that Skylar Thompson can throw a beautiful ball. He completed the sort of jump ball up to Corey Sutton on the first drive when he took the white team down for a field goal. But for him and Alex Delton, it was a mixed bag. I think there were three combined interceptions between the two. But how would you assess in general what they did?
Well, I probably graded Skylar a little differently than Alex just because of the lack of time that he's been around. And yet, I think you can see that this is his second spring. What I saw was a young man who seemed very calm with the surroundings, obviously has a pretty good feel for what he's doing out there. I didn't think, John, you jump in here and tell me if you agree or disagree on this, but I didn't think we saw any nerves. I thought we saw a confident guy that made throws to the left and to the right, short, medium, not a lot of long throws, but that's the point. They don't do that a whole lot in the spring game. There were a couple, but nothing crazy. I just thought for the first time for him under the microscope, he looked like he belonged, and I really appreciated that about his efforts. Do you agree?
I would agree with that for sure. Yeah, I did not get any kind of hint of him being nervous, you know, at all. And the couple of times he did throw it deep, I can remember one even that got broken up, but I was right by it standing on the sideline and looked, and it was, I mean, the ball was right where the receiver's hands were, 30 yards down the field. You know, obviously it's a problem if someone's going to break up the pass, but he can throw a beautiful ball. I think, as advertised, we saw what he was supposed to bring to the table.
Well, that's perfectly said, and I think it's one of those things where, you know, we've said this before, but he was a highly recruited player, a four-star athlete, a guy that really brings a lot to the table, and we saw on display why. He can. He can make a lot of throws, probably make most, if not all, of the throws. And when you couple that with, again, just looking, you know, like he belonged, like he was comfortable, I don't think he was ever out of his element for one second. And I really appreciated that a lot.
Talking with Wyatt Thompson here about the spring game on Wildcat Insider, Alex Delton threw the ball 33 times. He goes 21-33, 249 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, and one of those a bit of a tough luck interception for Alex Delton. But, you know, we knew he could run the ball. He had 78 yards and a touchdown running it there. But what did you think of the way that he threw the ball?
Well, he's another guy that I think has taken a step forward. Alex, you know, we've seen him now for a couple of years, but not really throwing it. And I think he proved that he can. It may not be his strongest suit. Not that he's bad at it, but I think you said it. He can really run, and we've seen that in the past. But I think he, too, is more comfortable with what he's doing. He looked like, from my perspective, and I've seen him throughout most of the entirety of the spring, all of those reps, John, have really helped him. And I think that helped in what we saw on Saturday for sure.
Yeah, and to the point about in some ways the injuries can be a blessing in disguise, Alex Delton told us after the game that Colin Klein estimated he got upwards of 500 reps this spring. So,
yeah,
I mean, that is something that can really, really help him out. As far as Carlos Strickland is concerned, I don't know. He's tall and big, and I guess that should have led me to think, okay, this guy could be a possession receiver, but I had not totally thought about it in that regard necessarily. But watching him, I mean, you can see why he could be just a tremendous possession receiver. He had a great diving catch where he displayed some of the length he has, as well as the hands that he has. But
yeah,
if Pringle and Heath obviously are going to be healthy when they come back, where do you think he falls in line right now as far as the receivers are concerned?
Well, I think he has a chance to make a really big jump even yet between the spring and next fall, to be honest about it. You know, you can't teach 6'4 and 200 pounds. And I'm just being honest about that. The fact that he has seen the field a little bit and been a part of this offense, I think, will benefit him. I think he felt like he did pretty well on Saturday, and I think you described quite well on some of the things that he brings. He's got good hands. He does have a lot of length to him. He can catch the ball. He is athletic. I wouldn't want to label him just as a guy who is a possession guy, because I think he can be a big play guy. But sometimes I think those kind of labels are a little bit misleading anyway. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a guy who can be a possession receiver and still beat you deep, and I think he'll be that kind of guy, don't you?
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, you know,
anyway,
he's got the pedigree for it for sure, you know, with the being a top 150 or 100 recruit, according to Rivals.com, coming out of high school. I know you were high on Bronson Massey and mentioned him last week when we were previewing the spring game. Well, he wound up with three sacks and is a good example of all the depth that they have right now at defensive end. Do you think, seeing the way he has performed now in the spring, he is a guy that could be out there like in the jet package where they have the pass rush package out there, the four defensive ends going at it?
I do. I think, and even Stan during the broadcast, you may or may not have heard that, but Stan talked about that exact fact during our broadcast on Saturday. He really is another guy that I thought kind of stood out, to be honest. He's athletic. He's only going to get bigger and stronger. He has a high motor. I think he really has a pretty good understanding of what he's doing right now. And just, you know, there are just some guys, let's just call it like it is, that play that position. There are just some guys that know how to get the job done and get to the quarterback. He seems like he might be one of those kind of guys. I really like what I saw.
Talking with Wyatt Thompson here about the spring game on Wildcat Insider, I think a lot of people were disappointed that Daquan Patton was one of those injured and not able to play. He was walking around in a sling. Do you have any idea that, I mean, is this something that could affect him in the fall, or would you expect to see him back out there?
No, I my understanding is that this was pretty much a precautionary thing, and I think he'll be perfectly fine, not only by next fall, but probably not too far down the road. I think he'll be able to do a lot of the workouts this summer and be in good shape. I'm saddened that we didn't get to see him. I know a lot of people were excited, but I'll just say it this way. I think when our fans get a chance to see him, John, don't really like what they see. He's a real athletic guy, big time.
As far as the other linebackers go, did you or Stan have any big takeaways from what we saw out of Trent Tanking, Sam Sizelove, Jade Kirby?
Well, those guys are just rock solid. They understand what they're doing. They're smart guys. They've been around. The one guy that I really thought was a guy that we seemed to talk a lot about was Justin Hughes. He's another guy that just seems to kind of have a nose for the football. So, you know, we talked about it this spring, John, you and I on this show and other places. You know, with those three guys that you mentioned, and then you throw Daquan in there and you throw Justin Hughes in there, we didn't see Elijah Sullivan. I think he could be a factor when we get, you know, to the fall. I think K-State has real good linebacker depth, probably better than some would understand.
Is there anybody else that stood out to you that we have not mentioned yet?
Well, I think what I would tell you is, I don't know, a lot of people, it's hard to see the offensive line play, but I felt like, tell me if you agree with this thought, I felt like with some of the guys that weren't able to go, that generally speaking, the ones who were a lot of twos and the twos and threes were pretty good. Not spectacular, but solid. Guys like, I'll probably be sorry that I throw out a couple names because I'll leave guys out, but Evan Curl, I thought, did a good job. You know, we know about Scott France, and we know about guys like Tyler Mitchell and some of those, but I thought Adam Holdorf had a really not, and I'm not just talking about Saturday. I'm talking about through the entirety of the spring and on Saturday. Holdorf and Fitzner both have taken a, in my personal opinion, a pretty good step forward, and I think that's paramount for that offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you look at the purple rushing numbers, they averaged nearly 5 yards a carry, 37 for 188, four touchdowns as well. So, yeah, I think for the most part, I would agree with that as well. Before I let you go, Wyatt, I will ask you, this is the poll question I put up today, and it's been interesting to see the results to it. But if I were to set the bar right now, the over-under for wins for this team coming out of spring, the expectation at 9.5, including a bowl game and or Big 12 title game, would you lean over or under right now?
Well, I think with the, not to beat around the bush too much, but I do have to say this, with the schedule flipping this year where you have the five conference home games, that's pretty important. So if I'm not a betting man, and you know that, but if I were, I'd probably say they could get over that at this particular point. I know the expectations are going to be high, but, you know, that's okay. I think they're a confident football team. Let's get everybody healthy and see what happens. I think they got a real shot at that or better.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, do you feel like this team will end up being more hyped than 2014, or do you think this is on par with that?
Well, I think it could be a little bit more, and I think Coach Snyder will worry about stuff like that. Don't you?
No doubt, yeah.
And the reason I say that is because, you know what, he's right when he says every year is different. The makeup of the leadership is different. That's why, you know, he trots those captains out there to start the spring game. Those kind of guys and those player reps are really important to battle through those days in the late spring and through the summer and into fall camp. And somewhere along the line, you got to have guys that say, get behind and follow me, guys. Let's do it this way. And I think they've got a good group that way. So you you still have to develop that. And I think one of the things that I've seen over the years with K-State and why they do so well is the fact that they are able to overcome some adversity more times than not. And not all teams do that. And I think because of the character and the hard work and just the toughness mentality, that's a big part of what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like on paper, they've got a lot of the elements of what it takes to be a Big 12 championship caliber football team. It is a matter, though, of what happens when the rubber meets the road.
John, not to interrupt you, but I think the expectations are going to be huge in our parts. I'll be really anxious, and I'm sure you will be too, to see where the lead coaches pick K-State, because I think Texas will be, you know, people are going to want to love Texas.
Oh, yeah.
We know what Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are going to be like, so I'm really anxious to see that. And for that matter, the media poll too, but especially what the coaches think when we get to this summer.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It should be a fun summer to fun fall, no doubt, with K-State football. Wyatt, really appreciate you making some time here today and for coming on Wildcat Insider the entire season. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, sorry I couldn't be there in person today. We've got a little girl waiting to see her and waiting on her name, but life's good. But sorry I wasn't there.
Hey, no problem, Wyatt. Totally understand. Much appreciate the time.
All right, man. See you, bud.
Okay, there's Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats here on Wildcat Insider. As always, if you missed any of that conversation, newsradiokman.com and the on-demand tab for that. We roll on here at hour two of the show, and it's only going to get better. We got Skylar Thompson next, Carlos Strickland at 5:40. Does Skylar Thompson know how much of a fan favorite he is right now? Got a chance to ask him that. You'll hear his response next.